Chapter 4. Lunch with Gatsby. At 9 a.m. one morning in late July, Gatsby drove up to my house in his beautiful yellow car.
"Good morning, old sport," he called. "You're having lunch with me today. Let's drive up to New York."
He saw me looking at his car.
"It's pretty, isn't it, old sport?"
On the way to New York, Gatsby suddenly said,
"Look here, old sport. I know that people talk about me and say lots of things that aren't true. So I'm going to tell you something about my life. I'm the son of some rich people in the Middle West. They're all dead now. I grew up in America, but then, later, I went to the University of Oxford."
He spoke very quickly, and I was not sure that Gatsby was telling me the truth.
"What part of the Middle West?" I asked. "San Francisco. My family all died, and I inherited a lot of money," he replied. "After that, I travelled to many cities in Europe, Paris, Rome, Venice," said Gatsby. "I lived like a young king and spent a lot of money. Then the war began and I became an officer in the army. A lot of different countries gave me medals."
Gatsby put his hand into his pocket and took out a medal.
"I got this from the King of Montenegro," he said.
He gave it to me, and I looked at it. It had Gatsby's name on the back. I was very surprised, because it looked real.
"Here's another thing that I always carry," said Gatsby. "It's from when I was at the University of Oxford."
He showed me a photo of six young men in a city that looked like Oxford. I saw Gatsby in it. So, everything about Gatsby is true, I thought.
"I wanted to tell you something about myself," said Gatsby, "because I'm going to ask you to do me a favour. Miss Baker will tell you about it this afternoon. She's asked you to take her to tea."
We drove through the strange grey area, and I saw George Wilson standing outside of his garage. Gatsby was driving very fast. Suddenly, I heard the noise of a motorbike, and a policeman drove up next to us.
"All right, old sport," called Gatsby.
He took a small white card out of his pocket and showed it to the policeman.
"Sorry, Mr. Gatsby," said the policeman. "I'll know you next time. Excuse me."
"What was that?" I asked.
"A card that his boss gave me," said Gatsby. "I did him a favour once."
We drove over the Queensboro Bridge into New York. The city was looking very beautiful in the sun. Gatsby took me to a restaurant and introduced me to a man with a large head and small eyes.
"This is my friend, Mr. Meyer Wolfsheim," he said.
The three of us sat down at a table and had lunch. Wolfsheim talked a lot about his friends from the past. Many of them were famous criminals. Suddenly, Gatsby jumped up and went quickly out of the room.
"He has to call someone," said Wolfsheim. "He's a fine young man. And he went to Oxford University in England."
"When did you meet Gatsby?" I asked.
"I met him just after the war," replied Wolfsheim.
He stopped, then said,
"I see you're looking at my cuff buttons. They're made of a man's teeth."
Gatsby came back to the table, and a few minutes later, Wolfsheim said goodbye and left.
"Who is Wolfsheim?" I asked. "Is he an actor or a dentist?"
"No," said Gatsby. "He's a gambler. He fixed the World Series in 1919.
"Really?" I said in surprise. "So why didn't the police catch him?"
"They couldn't," said Gatsby. "He's too clever."
I paid the bill, then suddenly saw Tom Buchanan across the room.
"Come with me," I said to Gatsby.
When he saw us, Tom jumped up.
"Where have you been?" he said. "Daisy is angry because you haven't called her."
I introduced Gatsby to Tom, but then I saw that Gatsby was looking embarrassed.
"I've just had lunch with Mr. Gatsby," I said.
I turned to Gatsby, but to my surprise, he was gone. Later that afternoon, while we were having tea, Jordan Baker told me an interesting story.
"When I was 16, she said, "Daisy and I were very good friends. One morning, I saw Daisy sitting in her car with a handsome army officer. 'Jordan,' she said, 'I want you to meet Jay Gatsby.' Daisy and Gatsby were very much in love. But then Gatsby went away to the war. When he came back, Daisy was married to Tom Buchanan. Gatsby was poor and Tom was very rich. That was 5 years ago, but Gatsby is still in love with her."
"And now Gatsby is my neighbour," I said. "That's a strange coincidence."
"But it isn't a coincidence," said Jordan. "Gatsby knew that Daisy lived in East Egg. He bought his house because it's just across the bay from Daisy's house."
"What does he want me to do?" I asked.
"He wants you to ask Daisy to your house," replied Jordan. "He wants her to see his house, and your house is next to it. He wanted her to come to one of his parties, but she never came."
"But does Daisy want to see Gatsby?" I asked.
"He doesn't want her to know about him," said Jordan. "He wants it to be a surprise. He just wants you to ask her to tea."